This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test, Sample Paper 1. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What does the man receive in the post?
Here we are, John. Lots of post for you today.
Ooh.
These letters are all for you. And there's a postcard too.
Oh, is that all? I'm waiting for a parcel from Canada.
Now listen again.
Here we are, John. Lots of post for you today.
Ooh.
These letters are all for you. And there's a postcard too.
Oh, is that all? I'm waiting for a parcel from Canada.
Two. What did the man buy?
I got most of the shopping. I got the last loaf of bread and some milk. But I'm afraid there weren't any newspapers left.
But what about the stamps?
Ah, I forgot. I'll go back for them.
Oh, don't worry. I'll go.
Now listen again.
I got most of the shopping. I got the last loaf of bread and some milk. But I'm afraid there weren't any newspapers left.
But what about the stamps?
Ah, I forgot. I'll go back for them.
Oh, don't worry. I'll go.
Three. How can people travel today?
And last night's heavy snowstorm has made all main roads in the area too dangerous to use. However, the trains are still working normally, but the airport is closed until tomorrow morning and all ferries are cancelled.
Now listen again.
And last night's heavy snowstorm has made all main roads in the area too dangerous to use. However, the trains are still working normally, but the airport is closed until tomorrow morning and all ferries are cancelled.
Four. What is the date of the wedding anniversary?
It's Tom and Paula's 25th wedding anniversary this weekend. The actual day is the 26th, but they're having the party on the Saturday, which is the 24th. But what's a couple of days after all those years?
Paula looks so young, but I suppose she was quite young when she married.
Paula? She was 24.
Now listen again.
It's Tom and Paula's 25th wedding anniversary this weekend. The actual day is the 26th, but they're having the party on the Saturday, which is the 24th. But what's a couple of days after all those years?
Paula looks so young, but I suppose she was quite young when she married.
Paula? She was 24.
Five. What musical instruments does the family have now?
Does Marianne still play the piano?
Yes, she's got it in her room. It's Bob I'm worried about. He really wants to play the drums. If he wants to be a pop star, the guitar would be okay, but we've said drums are just too noisy. And to think we spend all that money on a flute, and he's hardly used it.
Now listen again.
Does Marianne still play the piano?
Yes, she's got it in her room. It's Bob I'm worried about. He really wants to play the drums. If he wants to be a pop star, the guitar would be okay, but we've said drums are just too noisy. And to think we spend all that money on a flute, and he's hardly used it.
Six. What's the weather like in the mountains?
And I can see the leading cyclists coming towards me now. They look extremely hot and tired. Even without snow to make things dangerous, it's hard work cycling in these mountains. But the cloudy sky means weather conditions here today are perfect for racing.
Now listen again.
And I can see the leading cyclists coming towards me now. They look extremely hot and tired. Even without snow to make things dangerous, it's hard work cycling in these mountains. But the cloudy sky means weather conditions here today are perfect for racing.
Seven. How did the woman learn about the fire?
Have you heard? There's been a fire in the old paper factory.
Are you sure? There's nothing in the newspaper about it.
I just saw it on the 6 o'clock news. Turn on the radio. You might hear something about it there.
I'll phone Bob. He always knows what's going on.
Now listen again.
Have you heard? There's been a fire in the old paper factory.
Are you sure? There's nothing in the newspaper about it.
I just saw it on the 6 o'clock news. Turn on the radio. You might hear something about it there.
I'll phone Bob. He always knows what's going on.
That is the end of part 1.